Lord, let us have a good show. Let us enlighten people. Let us help lives. Thank you. Amen. Huh? Oh, here we go.
Experiment. Black. Radio.
Radio, sucker, never play me. Triple shade of black, then my bleach should never fade me. They say he crazy, New York wisdom in the 80s. Killer catch administration, gangster renovation. Born out isolation, Asian ill communication. Asian Marbell, fiber actor, pestilential, microscopic soul, sonic remedy. Clinic right in the street, operating in the dark. Surgery of wounded
heart. Happy International Women's Day! Woo! Oh, wait, sorry.
Hey.
It's Tuesday. It's Tuesday evening. March 8th, 2016, welcome to Now in Session. I am Monica Brooks from the Bay, as they would call it. And with us we have Young Tamir from San Diego. How are you, young lady?
I am great. How are you?
Every day above ground is better than at least one guy.
Right.
And that's my story. So we're going to talk about the elections because now it's getting, in theory, it's getting good. In my head, I'm thinking, it's not even May. I need this to end.
Right.
So before we start talking about what's going on currently, let's talk about what's going on, how the primaries work. The primaries is like 12 to 16 months of playoff election games. So you have 6 million debates between two parties, the Republicans and the Democrats, because anything else would be uncivilized and justice. So we have the Republicans on one side, led by Donald Trump, but he's only leading by about 60 points now because Cruz is coming behind him. So in the top four on the Republican side are Trump, Cruz, Rubio, and Kasich. And on the Democratic side, we have Bernie, I marched with King Sanders, and Hillary, I worked with Marion Wright Edelman for the Children's Defense Fund, so I love the Negroes. And by the way, my husband was the first black president, Clinton. Boom. So what happens is they go through two different sides. It's like March Madness, but it lasts 16 months, and it makes you want to kill yourself. So they go through all these elections through different states, first being Iowa, second being Vermont, then they head down south, then they do the Midwest, and then by the time it doesn't make any difference, it hits California and Hawaii. And then you vote for delegates. And then the delegates vote for the nominee, and we get to do it all over for November. How's that? Is that pretty good? The quick and dirty?
Yes.
Okay. So... okay, so usually I don't watch the usually there's hella people running in the primaries. In the beginning, there were 17 Republican nominees, and there were like 8 Democrat nominees. The favorite on the Democrat side has always been Hillary Clinton, and the favorite was supposed to have been Jeb Bush, and he flamed out like his brother George after Katrina.
I knew he wasn't about that life. He was too nice.
He does not give a... Listen, there's only so many politicians you can have in one family without one of them going, yeah, I'm only here so I don't get fined.
Right.
Jeb was that dude. He was like, I'm governor, I'm cool. They're like, you need to be president. He's like, oh, not really. But you got family, tradition. He's like, all right, I'll do it. And then he lost. And he's like, oh, darn, I lost. That sucks. And so Donald Trump, who everybody thought was going to lose because the world couldn't possibly be that ill-informed and racist, is winning. Because, in fact, on the Republican side, they are ill-informed and racist. Don't mean to be racist, just want to keep their stuff. Still mad there's a black president and 3 black guys in hockey. So, and here's some guy who, even though he had 4 bankruptcies and called the took out a whole page of the New York paper saying that the Central Park Five were a bunch of hooligans who should have been executed, although they were innocent. He's winning. And so what they're doing now, because you can't beat this crazy delegate system that these people have created, is that they're all sticking in the race so that they can keep all of their delegates so Donald Trump doesn't get enough to actually get the nomination. And then they can throw all their delegates to somebody else, so they will, so there will be a fight at the convention. Woo! I'm here for that.
Right.
And people are a little acting like they're being foolish, but let's us remember 2007 when they were talking about Hillary Clinton doing the same exact thing and how she was going to fight at the floor because she was mad that her husband messed her up in South Carolina and she had to fight this dude, Barack Obama, nobody heard of until 2004, for goodness sake, with a crazy name. The first one who said, well, he says he's from America, I guess we should believe him. The first birther, and here we are. But she never said she marched with King, so I feel a little better about that.
Right.
Because one more person tells me that Bernie Sanders marched with King, but cannot bring me any evidence of him doing anything since. Listen, I can't. I just don't have it in me. I'm tired. I'm busy. I got a new job. I'm busy. It's
right.
Almost Royal Blue for Autism Awareness Month. I'm busy.
We have great things coming up for that.
Right. I'm busy. I don't have the time to be worried about you and your King marching, Assata Shakur extradition voting, your 94 bill voting, the fact that you think everything is economics, including racism, when rich black people used to get their cities burned down because they were rich. I don't have time for it. Hell, even Hillary Clinton has an autism bill. I mean, she has an autism paper. Like, she has something to do about autism already, like a presidential piece on what she would do in legislation. She is ahead of him in that. I can't. I'm not telling you not to vote. I'm telling you who your options are. Take that information any way you want.
Right.
And know that local and know that local and congressional races are way more important at this juncture. Because if the Republicans win and the Republicans gain one of the, you know, keep the houses that they are majority of in Congress, then all hell breaks loose. But if a Democrat wins one of the houses, like Congress and or the Senate, then there is more of likely of a chance for there to be a balanced government because there's somebody around to say no. And then local government is important because that whatever little money you get from the federal government is being disseminated through your local government, so you do not want a knucklehead as your mayor. And I will give you an example. In Oakland, we had a black president. His name was Barack Obama. It was awesome. Then New Year's Day, Fruitvale happened, right? We had a black mayor. His name was Ron Dellums. He got arrested during South Africa's revolt because he was anti-apartheid. We couldn't find him for 3 days after Oscar Grant got killed. Local politics are important. And then they were like,
Mary,
I don't know why stuff's on fire. Stuff's on fire because you can't find a mayor. Can't find a mayor until January 6th. Oscar Grant was killed on the 1st. Local politics are important. And as a side note, never vote for somebody who had to be drafted to get the position. They had to draft him to run for office, and you get what you pay for. If you have to force somebody to run, that's not the dude to run. But okay.
Well,
I'm not bitter. I am a little.
Oh, you know they let you throw around that word with us.
What, bitter?
Yeah.
Oh, I have some words in the happy hour about the preparation of lies that were told on black women on this International Women's Day. Oh, I got something for the happy hour.
Oh, great.
Oh, I got
great.
Some. Listen, honey, it's been a long day.
It has.
So it's International Women's Day. You know, throw your 68 cents to the white man's dollar up in the air. Okay, so it's election time. These are the things you need to look for. You need to look for whoever's running in your area. That includes the district in your city district, like for city council, your state assembly or your state council. It's called assembly in California. You need to know who's running in that, because those are the people who give funding to, like, the schools from the state, because it filters down from the federal government. So it goes to the federal government. It goes to our governor, Jerry Brown, who does not particularly care to give to schools. And then, it, depending on how they vote in the assembly, that's how it goes to the school, the elementary colleges, junior colleges, and the universities. Right? So that's important. You need to make sure that they don't approve of having police kill people randomly. Always helpful. There are little things that you may need to look out for. Is somebody really fighting to stop black women from braiding hair without a permit? It sounds small, but that cuts an economic pipeline from people who may or may not be injured, may or may not be handicapped, may or may not be mothers of small children and can't get a job. Just saying. Small things. You don't want somebody who doesn't... In my opinion, you don't want somebody who doesn't have kids, because if they don't have kids, they don't have to worry about the budget of the schools, because they don't have to put their kids in crappy schools anyway. Just saying. I prefer to vote for people who have lived lives. I'm not too fond of people who went straight to school and in 3 years of college and married the high school sweetheart. They're wonderful people. However, struggle is not in their repertoire.
At all.
And this is California. Folks are broke because it costs you $1 million to live here just so you can have your kids hang out with other kids of other generations and cultures, so you can have them be well-rounded people so then they can go to college and have no ethnic studies. Not that I'm bitter. So there's that. So in Oakland, we don't have any bills up, I don't think. And remember, by the time the primaries get to California, which is where we are, whoever is there, unless there's a big fight in the Republican Party, in which there's a fight on the frickin' convention room floor, which is going to be better than House of Cards, sorry, I regress, it's not going to matter when we get to vote. And we have like the third highest number of delegates, because it's based on population. So it's like us, Texas, New York, Florida. I think that's it. Like, we're the top five or something. Yeah.
Well,
elections are fun.
You dropped information for everybody. I say you just dropped information for everybody.
I mean, I'm just trying to... I mean, I know I'm supposed to be telling you should vote Democrat because black people vote Democrat and blah, blah, blah. I know I'm supposed to tell you all that stuff.
No,
I don't
I've
do
already
that.
Had a talk with my folks.
Yeah, this is the thing. The goal is for you to vote. It's not my job to tell you how to vote because, you know, adulthood, right?
Right.
You know, 40 years ago, all the black people were voting Republican. So then what do you do? So if your grandfather tells you to vote Republican because he was around 40 years ago and your mama tells you to vote Democrat, then what do you do? All hell breaks loose. Well, I just tell you,
right.
Look at the issues, blah, blah. I used to teach children elections, like 17, 18-year-olds. And this was during Prop 8 when people were for or against gay marriage. And these were nice Christian people. It was great. People got mad at me because I said, I didn't say vote for gay marriage. I said, if you don't like gay marriage, the state law shouldn't be the reason why you tell them no. You can't tell them no because of state law, because the Bible doesn't run the state. The state is run by a constitution. The Bible ran the state, then your pastor would be doing divorces and not a judge. So you can hate gay marriages, but you can't stop them by law because of free will and constitutions and whatnot. And Christian people got mad at me, and I said, look, if your argument's solid, then they'll do it without me saying anything. I'm just saying.
Right.
I mean, I don't care. You can hate gay marriage all day. You just can't stop them by law from doing it because your argument is the Bible, and the Bible does not run the country. Do you see where your argument falls? They did not, because Jesus.
Not at all.
Because Jesus. Where in real talk, Jesus really just said, be nice to people and don't be an asshole. I don't think that's New King James Version, but I'm pretty sure if you boil down, that's pretty much what it says.
Hello?
Huh, what's up?
I'm sorry, my phone was breaking up.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't hear you.
Oh, no. So, yeah. No, so I can hear- we have that.
I said I couldn't hear you for a few seconds. I was worried a little bit, but I'm back.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. So, we have that. Oh, yeah, Nancy Reagan died. So, Nancy Reagan, first of all, I do want to point out that I thought she was already dead. But you know what? If once they hit over 80, there's a long list of folks that pass away, and I go, oh, really? And I thought they'd been dead 5-10 years.
Well,
that's my personal fault. So Nancy Reagan was the first Hillary Clinton. She helped push stuff through. She didn't just do... She was the very first Hillary Clinton, all the way down to the point where in the 80s there was a crime bill that was just as detrimental to black people as the 94 crime bill they're telling you not to vote for Hillary Clinton about. And it was pushed out through Nancy Reagan, and it put a lot of people in jail. It was kind of the way that the 94 bill was able to be as damaging because the foundation was already set. Right? Okay. So Nancy Reagan was the first Hillary Clinton before they realized they did not want a first lady like Hillary Clinton. Because they didn't, they realized, and which is sexism, because they really didn't want women doing stuff.
Right.
It's sexism on both sides. It's sexism on the Republican side. There's no such thing as reverse sexism. It just is what it is. Just like there's no such thing as reverse racism. It is or it isn't.
Right.
They didn't like it. Shoot, they said that Nancy Reagan had a psychic come to the White House and determine policy. Man, listen. So really, Hillary Clinton was the first Nancy Reagan, and they couldn't stop Nancy Reagan, and that's why they hate Hillary Clinton.
Right.
Because Nancy Reagan was a mess. Now, mind you.
You know, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say it. So I just ain't going to say it.
No. She was, let me tell you, as far as supportive wives, and if you want to be all this respectability politics about how you need to stand by your husband and ride or die for your dude, Nancy Reagan is it. Nancy Reagan, Michelle Obama, all the first ladies, they all have the same thing. They will ride for their husbands till the wheels fall off. There it is. But real talk, she did a lot of, she did not help in the perpetuation of the CIA crack trade in American cities to kill our people. Especially with all the rumors saying that her husband had Alzheimer's and she may have been running the country for a good year before they left. Now, mind you, let us all remember that Ronald Reagan was the first person to support gun control when the Black Panthers came into the Capitol building in Sacramento. So the first gun control laws were started by a Republican named Ronald Reagan when he was the governor of California, when in 1968 some people with berets and leather jackets came in and said, we have the right to bear arms, Second Amendment. And Ronald Reagan said, I'm not sure that's the case. So thank you, Black people, for bringing about gun control that now we can't get guns at all. I'm joking. White people just didn't want black people to have guns.
At all. We might get revenge.
Well, it's not even a revenge. It's like one of those things where they're like, it's Second Amendment. We have the right to bear arms. So then black folks say, we're bearing arms. They're like, oh, no, no, wait. we didn't mean that. No, 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 wait, hold on. And then they take them away. It's very simple. Yeah. So then when Republicans say we believe in no gun control, everybody's like, oh, really? I'd like to introduce you to a guy we know as Ronald Reagan.
Right.
Well, there's that. So here's the thing. Apparently Bernie Sanders won Michigan tonight. And Hillary Clinton won Mississippi, I believe. So Hillary Clinton's not killing Bernie Sanders, but she has a sizable lead. Trump's lead is closing. Everybody's still telling me I need to vote for Bernie and or Hillary because she's a woman, because ovaries make a difference. Here's the thing. Neither one of them have an agenda on what to do with black people. They just hope we shut up after somebody gets voted.
Right.
Because we were really loud when we had that black president, and they just don't want anything. They just don't. They just, I'm not, they're not here for this. And in the theory, they never had to. Because it's not their neighborhood. Yeah. So apparently people are celebrating that Bernie is winning, has won Michigan. Either way, folks can't drink out of the water faucet in Flint. So I need somebody to get back in office and put a bill out so that Michigan doesn't have to do 135 bottles of water every 3 days.
Right.
And you telling me it's economics.
Right, and not about racism.
When they don't understand the racism perpetuates, listen. Listen to me. I can't.
Well, I've had my differences with people, and I haven't got deleted in proc, so I ain't even going to say nothing.
It's not. This is the thing. If you're saying that it's only economics, but only people of color are being paid 60, 55, and 70 cents to a white man's dollar because of unheralded, unconstituted bias, you could call it what you want. If this country is historically known for burning down cities when black people had money, you can call it what you want. I know what it is. And you don't have to know what it is.
Come.
Look, real talk. A person of privilege can go through a whole day if they chose to and not see a person of color.
We don't have that privilege.
Right. So if you have that privilege, then us talking about 68 cents to the dollar, police brutality, street harassment, you know, the blatant harshness of people taking out black women. It's not their reality, so of course they think we're silly.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not their reality. If your child told you that there's a ghost under the bed and you know there's no ghost, but that's not the kid's reality, then you are not listening to your child because you think your child is crazy. Because you don't see any ghosts. Because you have, you know, it's been a while since you were 4 years old and you had imaginary friends. You don't remember that. Like, real talk.
At all.
So whenever, it's like when I fuss at my kid. It's his first time being 16. I've been 16. I think it's nothing because I've already been through 16, and if I can do it, you can do it, blah, blah, blah. We forget that it's his first time, so everything is way more traumatic to him than me looking back. And that's how privileged people look at us. I don't see the problem. I went straight through college. I worked a job. You worked a job making more than me because you were given more than me because of racism. That part he doesn't see because he just sees that when you were black and working as a worker at Jack in the Box and he was there as a manager, he didn't see the difference. He just saw that we were both there.
Right.
God bless him. The world has not taught him to know any better. He gonna know soon because we are letting people know a lot.
Especially on Twitter.
Man, 140 characters makes everybody equal.
Right.
You can be mad if you want. Man, 140 characters.
That ain't even enough to get somebody together.
Right. Snatching wigs left and right.
And edges.
And edges. Man. SaveTheEdges.com.
Right. Save them. No edges left behind.
Right. Man. Because, but it's sometimes it's good. Sometimes it shakes people out of their crazy. Not enough, but it does. So.
Well, I got something to tag you in on Twitter.
What? Not what? Don't do this. Don't do this.
Nothing about politics or this show, but you're going to laugh.
Lord.
You know, it seems like nobody's a fan of the conscious community, but you know I have a little love for them. But today, I finally understood what hotepping is.
Man, listen. You see my sister.
Because he sounded absolutely ridiculous.
Man. Here comes the hotepper. Word of my...
He just, I can't.
Right. And and some days you listen to him and you're like, see, that's why we're not free. You see what you just said right there. I don't know. So, you know, the most important thing about politics for regular people who aren't a dork like me is it's all a hustle. So if it's all a hustle, and you know about any kind of hustle, if you know about buying a purse from the girl who just came from the Philippines, any hustle is the same. So if politics is a hustle, you just switch out the players, right? So you see that Bernie Sanders went to Morehouse. He had Killer Mike up there talking for him. Because Killer Mike's a rapper, and everybody loves rappers. And Killer Mike's father was a cop. So, you know, all the old people like him, right? So then, and then he had some fraternity step in the beginning of it. So everybody loves it. He has handlers. He has black people under him to show him what black people to get for him for these things. But apparently that's not enough for people to think. Everybody thinks like he really wanted this. It's like it doesn't matter if he wants. He wants to win. He hired the black people to help him get the black people to win. And he still didn't win, but okay. Hillary Clinton's been in the game longer. Toni Morrison said Bill Clinton was the first black president. Something that I would like to point out was rooted in every single negative black stereotype ever. So I blame Toni Morrison for the Clintons. She said he eats McDonald's, he's overweight, he cheats on his wife, he's the first black president. Really? Thank you, Toni Morrison. And then in South Carolina in 2008, he was talking crazy to black people. And Toni Morrison said, who knew? Everybody but you, apparently, ma'am. They have only as much interest in black people as they in the amount of time it's going to take them to win the votes during the primaries. Once we get the people who are actually running for the election, they are going to switch off and start courting Latinos, and you're going to be hearing mariachis. I'm not even dissing. They're going to be hearing Latino stuff. They're going to be bringing out all their Latino people, supporters. They're going to be bringing out Julian Castro from Texas. They're going to bring out the Chavez sisters from California. They're just going to bring out all the Latinos. And three black people, probably Kerry Washington, you know, Angela Bassett, Spike Lee.
Boo.
And because that's what they do. They only like, it's very, okay, so we have a minute and a half left. The one thing I heard once when I was teaching was they like black, you know, it's like dating. Republicans never date us. Democrats screw us every 4 years, but they never date us. Republicans don't even want to sleep with us.
Right.
You know, every 4 years, you know, Democrats pull, you know, send you a text to say, what you doing?
Right.
And that's politics. That's politics. They pimping. And that's why local politics are so much better, because you can look at them and go, look, I know where your mama lives. Not threatening you, but I will sit in front of your house for 15 days until you do something. And you could think I'm playing, but because I got laid off because you voted on this base closure, I ain't got nothing but time.
Have we went over the time?
What'd you say?
Have we went over the time?
No, we're about to go right now. We're going to hit that happy hour. We will be right back.
We will be right back. Just like music.
me free and absorb the sound that keep me round. Doing my thing constantly with no worries. Peace to keep Murray.
I'm just like music.
To keep me flowing, to keep me going, to keep me growing.
Okay, we're in the happy hour. Get your drinks out.
Okay.
It's International Women's Day. There was this adorable video that came out the day, and it was filmed the day that the Warriors lost to the Lakers. Ayesha Curry threw up some freaking confetti or something for her husband when he came off the door, off the thing. It was adorable. I'm not saying it wasn't. Ayesha and Steph Curry are the cutest couple ever. They got cute kids. They don't act a fool, even though acting a fool is fine. But they don't, you know,
right.
They look responsible. They, in most cases, they look more responsible than me. And I'm 175 years old, if you ask Tamia. So then people go, ladies take lessons. And then somebody else says, well, see, this is the problem, because strong black women don't do this kind of stuff. Now, these are women talking, black women. I would argue that you do love strong black women when we fighting, or when you need somebody to march at Black Lives Matter, or you need somebody to plan stuff for you, or you need somebody to hold it down while you leave and lay off with, you know, when you leave the children and you expect the house to still be okay and the children to be okay even though you ain't been there 3 years. You love strong black women then because it takes the responsibility off of you as a society. And then when you don't want to deal with this anymore, you blame it on us being strong and black and strong and independent. Because we had to be, because y'all wasn't doing what you were supposed to do. And I'm talking not just people or men. I'm talking as a society. You love
right.
a black, strong black woman when you could say, she was a strong black woman and she did this all by herself. She graduated with 3 kids and all this stuff. You love it then.
Right.
But when we say, I see you hustle and I need you to stop doing dumb things, Hotepians show up. Well, if a woman would be more soft, could be in such a feminist, a lesbian feminist, because of catch a hustle, you're a lesbian. And there's nothing wrong with being lesbian unless you aren't one. And being called a lesbian shouldn't be an insult, which means that you need more books. So you're insulting. You're telling women they suck on International Women's Day because they should all be like Ayesha Curry, who has a lot of money, a lot of spare time, and everybody ain't supposed to be like Ayesha Curry because everybody doesn't feel like being Steph Curry.
Right.
Well, okay. So yeah. It's just like when people go, y'all need to be like Michelle. Y'all need to be like Michelle. Well, as soon as you're like Barack, I got you. And I'm not saying that Barack Obama is perfect. But don't try to compare me to some other woman when you are not prepared to do the work that gets that kind of admiration from you. If you want me to look at you with admiration and love and be down for, and then you're going to have to put in some stuff, and don't expect me to just do that for you because you breathing. Listen to Auntie Mo, children. I can't. Never mind. You don't have to listen to me. I'm done. I can't either. And let me tell you something about black patriarchy. Black patriarchy are people who think that black men, even at, you know, once the women calm down and stop being independent and bossy, and that they are going to have the same power as white men. The answer is no, you won't. Stop it. And the only people who will fight for you till the end, even when you dog us, is the black woman, and you don't regard that until it's after adult hours and you want to do something other than revolution. You don't mind the revolution as long as you get extra hours to try to make the soldiers. See? Stop it. I can't.
Okay.
I'm growing as a person.
You are.
Maybe. No, I'm trying it. It's not working. I'm trying to be a better person, but people keep trying to say things like, she's a hoe. Like, okay, so I love my friend. One of my friends was like, Corinne Stephan said, like somebody said, she said, I take my power from Oprah Winfrey. And they said, well, you a hoe, Corinne Stephan, superhead. She said, and so was Oprah Winfrey. She said she was a hoe after she got raped. Maya Angelou was a call girl. Okay, you can be mad at Corinne Steffens all you want, but she right. And if she says Oprah told her to made her think about writing a book, then damn it, you let her cook. Because a hoe's ties went to just as many scholarships as a sanctified woman's ties. Maya Angelou was a call girl. She told everybody she didn't mind. She said, me being a call girl in this between these years helped me become the professor that I was at the end. Can't knock it. It's Maya Angelou. She talks in rhyme. How wrong can she be? Do I want a car that says Superhead on the front? Nope. But it's not my business that she does. And now she writes books. And now she's married to the dude that was on Scandal. The short black dude. The first guy, black guy killed. Forgot his name. Who's in Stomp the Yard?
Columbus Short, I think.
There you go. Now we're cooking. That's the one. So she got her life. Hey, ain't everybody been at church all the time? I really think that half the people who complain about people being hoes are just reformed hoes, and that's why they know.
Oh, gosh.
They're like, she used to be on the walk every Thursday. You only know because you was there. I'm just saying.
Well,
I know, I'm horrible, right?
You know how I feel about some of these girls.
Yeah, I know. But that's because you're better than me.
Well, you know, people got mad at my status today, but, you know, it's fine.
What'd it say?
You know, I just talked about people, you know, this world we live in. You can be famous with no talent and, you know, things of that nature.
And you know what? That is a problem. I have a problem with Kim Kardashian, not because... I'm sure she has a marketable skill. I just don't know what it is. And if I don't know what it is, it's a problem. If you have a marketable skill and you found it naked, then that's one thing. I don't know what it is.
You know, it's plenty of Kim Kardashians, and that's what I was speaking on.
But there always has been. They just didn't make our money off of us. They made them off their fathers. Like, there's always been some rich girl who's famous for no reason, and you're like, but why are we paying? What? The royal family in England used to be like that.
Well, you
but
know
now,
what?
Like,
people,
yeah.
You, because you always have the girl's backs who I be talking about.
I know. But you know why? Because if it weren't for God, there go shall I. Shit. You got me cursing.
Right.
I could in San Diego. I could have been a couple paydays from being a real housewife. You don't know. Time and circumstances could put anybody in that position. That's why I can't. But I'm an old woman. I don't. And you know they. I'm trying to find worth in people besides you know except for Steve Harvey. That's my goal.
You know, that's nice of you. I'll do that one day, but no
right.
time soon.
Right. Like, I have no problem with Amber Rose. And the reason why I have no problem with her is because the dudes talking about her ain't ish. And you talking about her, and she was like, yes, but you knew that about me beforehand, and I've never hidden it, and I've never acted, you know, like my stuff don't stink. And now you got me being a platform for all the women who get marginalized because of the sexual behavior that you exhibit too. But as women, we don't get the same slack. Like, real talk, if men got called superhead, no one would care. But because women have this crazy standard that no one lives up to, let alone the men, it's like, well, if women were to go to church, they would find a man. Well, what you doing? Where you at? You ain't at church. You at the bar looking for a girl like me. So you have a different standard of what you think a woman should be. And this is why I defend the women. I think it's because of the double standard. The double standard is women have to be like this. Their numbers have to be low. They can't sleep with nobody. They can't be half naked. They can't do any of these things. Men can sleep with anybody and anything, and they do. And they are the and they are still considered the best things walking. We are tarnished right from the minute we hit boy number two, and that's only if boy number one dies. So we don't get. Remember that story you told me about? Like somebody asked this question about how the girl gave 45 blowjobs and he wanted to call her a hoe because she had 45 blowjobs. And my response was, but you benefited from it because 1 through 43 got her to practice to make you, number 45, the best of your life. So don't call her a hoe. How many women have you been up in on the way to her 45? Because no one asked him the question. They always ask her about her numbers, her sex life, how she dresses. And no one talks about the fact that Mos Def is trying to be a conscious rapper and got 7 kids by like 6 women. No one talks about the fact that Puffy got 3 kids that were born like a week apart.
Right.
So until you tell me about that, I ain't got time to hear about nobody talking about, even Kim Kardashian, because no one says anything about between all these women, Kanye ran through all of them. Who's the bad guy, Amber, Kim, or him, right? Because she was with him, like, as a relationship. She wasn't with him and 15 other people. She was with him for, like, years. Kim Kardashian was with him, is with him for years. Don't talk about her being the hoe when you were with her as a relationship. But you gone through everybody that you're talking about right now. But everybody is calling her a hoe because society says the women are the ones that are supposed to be in home, at home, in a bonnet, knitting things for their kittens until you come find them, you nice man, you. Until you stop catting around with 15 women. That's not how life is supposed to work. Not no more. Not no more. Not since Little Kim in 96.
Yeah, but people don't treat Amber Rose as good as they do Kim Kardashian either.
I know, and I have a problem with that.
Right, but, you know.
I have a problem with anybody who gets treated poorly because of their sexual activity, as long as everyone is an adult and everybody is consensual. Because men do not get that problem. Like, Sean Combs has 6, well, I'll say 5, because the Quincy is Albie Shur's kid. So he has 5 kids. 3 of them were born, I swear to God, within 6 weeks. 2 twins and another girl from another girl. And no one says anything about that. You had ghetto triplets. No one says jack. That's my problem with how people talk about women, because men don't get treated the same way. Now, as soon as you talk about men, the same that you talk about women, as soon as you talk about how Sean Kemp had 11 kids while he was in the NBA in each city, then we can have that conversation. Until then, y'all need to listen to Lil' Kim and expect some changes in the atmosphere. See, it's 10. We got to go. We'll be back next week. We're going to have a health episode. Thank you for listening. God bless
thank you.
Have a good evening.
Bye, guys.
Experiment Black Radio.
Radio, sucker, never play me. Triple shade of black, then my bleacher never fade me. They say he crazy, New York wisdom in the 80s. Killer catch administration, gangster renovation. Born out isolation, Asian ill communication. Asian Marbell, fiber actor, pestilential, microscopic soul, sonic remedy. Clinic right in the street, operating in the dark. Surgery of wounded heart, come together. Pill apart, come together. Smoking on something good, praying for something better. From out of better, never rocking for forever, ever, 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 ever.